With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran is changing its policy that it just established yesterday for opening the Strait of Hormuz.
An anchor on Iranian TV reads a statement from Iran's armed forces that says as long as the United States does not allow full freedom of movement of vessels from Iran, the Strait of Hormuz will remain under strict control and in its previous state. After opening the strait on Friday to commercial vessels, Iran has changed its mind and on Saturday fired on a tanker attempting to pass the waterway. Iran says it will continue to block transit through the strait as long as the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports remains in effect. This after President Donald Trump said the blockade will remain in full force until Tehran reaches a deal with the U.S., including on its nuclear program. I'm Donna Warder.
Meantime, as Bernie Bennett reports, the world's largest aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald R. Ford, has again entered the waters of the Middle East.
The Ford, which until recently was operating in the eastern Mediterranean, transited the Suez Canal along with a pair of destroyers, the U.S. Mahan and the U.S. Winston S. Churchill, and is now operating in the Red Sea, according to a defense official. The Ford's arrival makes it the second aircraft carrier in the region, in addition to the USS Abraham Lincoln in the Arabian Sea.
That is Bernie Bennett. Rich Thomason says the war in Iran has a number of countries taking a closer look at nuclear power.
Countries that already rely on nuclear power are considering boosting that reliance, while non-nuclear nations are taking another look at atomic energy. Nuclear is not a quick fix for the current energy crisis, but analysts say the decisions and investments being made now will certainly impact the future. Leaders across Asia and Africa have recently announced newfound nuclear ambitions and plans, a new notable momentum on both continents. Rich Thomason reporting.
This is SRN News. New report is out on tithing and how Christians are giving. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, and it finds that the biblical 10% guide is not being observed by many Christians. Gray Matter spokesman Ron Sellers tells Baptist Press, quote, "Today's evangelicals rarely come anywhere near that goal. Almost nobody is tithing. The average evangelical Protestant gives less than 2% of his income to his church. Overall giving levels have stabilized after several years of decline." Michael Harrington reporting.
A transgender darts player said he is not done fighting after the sport's governing body enacted rules barring men from playing against women. Noah Lynn Van Leeuwen of the Netherlands is responding to the Darts Regulation Authority's new policy. The DRA has released a statement saying it had commissioned an academic study of the problem of men competing against women and got a lot of legal advice. This is SRN News. There's a new recall affecting Ford F-150 pickups.
Ford is recalling almost 1.4 million of its F-150 pickup trucks in the U.S. because of a gear shift issue that may lead to drivers losing control of their vehicles and increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes F-150 light trucks with a six-speed automatic transmission that were produced between March 12, 2014 and August 18, 2017. Vehicle owners will be notified about the recall by mail and instructed to bring their vehicle to a Ford or Lincoln dealer to have their powertrain control module calibration updated at no cost. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Oil prices dropped back to where they were in the early days of the Iran war on Friday, and the U.S. stock markets raced to another record high. The Dow was up by 868 points at the closing bell. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.